Mr. King's Machine by Genevieve Côté, read by me, Martin Buick. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Mr. King likes flowers. He likes that they smell good and look pretty. So when he discovers one that has been chewed by a caterpillar, he is not happy. He quickly builds himself a caterpillar catcher. Mr. King likes machines too. The minute his caterpillar catcher is ready, he speeds off. Vroom, vroom, vroom! What is that smoke? Wonders Harriet up in the sky. Stop! Cries Tex. Stop! Cries Bert. Stop! Cries old Jim Elk. But Mr. King can't hear a thing. Vroom, vroom, vroom! Up and down the hills, he chases the caterpillar. Up and down the hills, his friends chase him. Vroom, vroom! At last, Mr. King catches up with the caterpillar and stops. Aha! Mr. King feels very pleased with himself. Until he looks around. Uh-oh! When his friends catch up with him, they are not happy. Cuff, cuff. Why didn't you stop? Pants Bert. Cuff, cuff. Didn't you notice the smoke your machine was spitting out? Asks old Jim Elk. Or the flowers you trampled? Complains Harriet. Why chase that caterpillar anyway? Asks PJ. It will become a butterfly one day. And did you know that butterflies help flowers grow when they fly from plant to plant? Adds Tex. Cuff, cuff. Skid and Scat are too out of breath to say a thing. Mr. King isn't so pleased with himself now. He lets the caterpillar go. He thinks for a while. Finally, he says, I have an idea. Mr. King takes his machine apart and tinkers with this and that. Bing, bing, bing. Ta-da! It looks like a flower, says Skid. It looks like a fan, says Scat. It's a flower fan, Mr. King announces proudly. Watch this! Mr. King takes a deep breath and blows on his flower fan. Whoosh! The machine begins to spin. And instead of gray smoke, it blows green flower seeds into the air. Yay! Mr. King and his friends zigzag their way back through the hills, scattering seeds as they go. Now the sky is clear and the new flowers look pretty and everyone is happy. The end.